Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the ceasefire in the Gaza Strip, which took effect Sunday.
President Biden marking the long-awaited ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas Sunday, pausing 15 months of war.
After so much pain, destruction, loss of life, today the guns in Gaza have gone silent.
Hamas releasing the first three female hostages, Israel releases 90 Palestinian prisoners as part of the first stage of the deal the U.S. helped broker. The first phase of the ceasefire should see 33 of the nearly 100 hostages gradually returned and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners released. Biden also says humanitarian relief trucks were rolling into Gaza. Negotiations on the ceasefire's second phase should begin in just over 2 weeks. I'm Julie Walker.
TikTok said Sunday that it was restoring its service for American users after President-elect Donald Trump said he would revive the app's access in the U.S. when he returns to power on Monday. Reuters' Zachary Goldman.
A bipartisan law had threatened to force TikTok to either divest its U.S. operations or shut down, citing national security concerns and data risks due to the app's Chinese parent company, ByteDance. A unanimous U.S. Supreme Court upheld the law on Friday. But on Sunday, Trump wrote on Truth Social that he would postpone the period of time before the law took effect and set a goal, 50% ownership in the app by U.S. investors. He said, quote, "By doing this, we save TikTok, keep it in good hands, and allow it to stay up." Trump's support for TikTok is a reversal from when he first pushed for the ban in 2020 while in office.
South Korea's impeached president Yoon Suk-yeol has been formally arrested days after being apprehended at his presidential compound in Seoul. He faces possible imprisonment over his ill-fated declaration of martial law last month. His arrest early Sunday could mark the beginning of an extended period in custody for him. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of Donald Trump supporters packed a Washington arena on Sunday to celebrate his victory a day before the president-elect returns to power with plans to aggressively reshape U.S. immigration and trade policy. Reuters' Olivia Zolino reports.
And we begin a brand new day of American strength and prosperity, dignity and pride.
The event marked his first major address in Washington since he delivered a speech on January 6, 2021. To his supporters that preceded the storming of the U.S. Capitol. Despite the cold and rain, thousands of his supporters formed a line wrapping several blocks around Washington Sunday, waiting for hours to see the incoming president.
It's a good positive vibe. No one's complaining about the cold, the lines, the wait. It's a good feeling so far.
Trump spent the morning placing a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery.
Southern Californians are bracing for gusty winds and a heightened risk of wildfires less than 2 weeks after deadly blazes that have killed at least 27 people and ravaged thousands of homes. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
The U.S. National Weather Service has issued a warning of a particularly dangerous situation for Los Angeles on Monday and Tuesday due to low humidity and warm, dry Santa Ana winds. Critical fire weather with wind gusts of up to nearly 100 kilometers per hour is also forecast for other Southern California communities. The warnings come as firefighters continue to battle two major blazes in the Los Angeles area. The region hasn't seen significant rainfall since last April. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Donald Trump will attend next week's World Economic Forum meeting in Davos virtually as world leaders wait to hear more about the incoming U.S. president's policies and his pledge to end the war in Ukraine. Reuters' Julian Satherwaite reports.
Donald Trump is set to address the event by video link. He's been a regular at past meetings. This year, all eyes will be on what moves he makes after being sworn in. Delegates will also keep a close eye on any changes to U.S. energy policy. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will be present, aiming to rally support from other world leaders. Other key topics on the agenda will include climate change and how to harness artificial intelligence.
Nigeria has been admitted as a partner country of the BRICS bloc of developing economies. BRICS was formed by Brazil, Russia, India, and China in 2009, with South Africa added in 2010 as a counterweight to the group of seven leading industrialized nations. Last year, the bloc added Iran, Egypt, Ethiopia, and the United Arab Emirates. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.